New year, new you. After the festive excess, many people will be heading back to the gym or perhaps joining one to work off those plum pudding pounds. It's all very well going through hell for leather at the start of January, though, but can you keep up this new regime? Our reporter Claire Graham is making an early start for us in a South Belfast gym. Claire, how's it going?
Yes, Noel, I'm still trying to figure out if this is a punishment or a fun task or even a hint, but then I realised Good Morning Ulster thought I would be the most likely to be found in a gym in the first week of January. And not surprisingly, I'm not alone at this gym, Co in Finnickey. There are a lot of sweaty faces already on the treadmill, on the cross trainers. I'm in my gym kit too because I wanted to be authentic, and I'm joined by personal trainer Andrew Willis. Now, Andrew, be honest, is this an expected turnout for 20 past seven on a Monday morning just after Christmas?
Well, yeah, I think it's a great turnout. I mean, even 20 minutes ago, it was even busier, so this isn't too bad.
And what are the motivations for people coming to the gym in January? Is it the turkey bellies that they're thinking, you know, I want a six-pack by Valentine's Day? Or is it, you know, people getting older thinking, I've got a big birthday this year, I'm turning 40, I'm turning 50, I want to think about my health?
A big thing of it is obviously to do with confidence, you know, your personal appearance. I mean, everybody overindulges over Christmas, so a big thing for people is getting back into it straight away before their motivation starts to go. The big thing I like to push on to people is, you know, not taking everything on at once and taking small steps. Don't put too much pressure on yourself whenever you're getting back into it as well. Changing food, feeling better, yeah.
So if you haven't been doing exercise for, I mean, it could genuinely be a whole year since the last time someone set foot in a gym or even went out for a nice brisk winter walk in a bid to try and get that bit fitter and healthier. Do you think people should start off slow, or do you think don't be afraid and come in and maybe even have a chat with someone in your local area who could maybe help you with some fitness tips?
The worst thing you can do is enter a gym feeling nervous. Find a gym somewhere here, like Gymco, find somebody that can help you out, give you the right direction, and if you go in feeling lost, your confidence will go very quickly. Or if you have somebody to point you in the right direction, you'll achieve your goals quicker, and hopefully then you also won't burn out.
Of course, there are other options though for people who maybe don't want to pay the money, or they want to just use their local amenities. And can a walk help? Can taking the stairs help? Can those new resolutions get a bit aided by those simpler methods as well?
Of course, definitely. I mean, one of the best things I get my clients to do is on a daily basis go out for a morning walk. It's not only good for your health, but I mean, your mind in general as well. Today's such a stressful lifestyle. Getting out for that half an hour work before you go to work in the morning is one of the best things you can do for your health and mind.
Well, Noel and Connor, I'm going to stay here for a little while longer. There's about an hour and a half left of the show. You're more than welcome to come join me.
Claire, I would rather chew my left arm off. But you carry right on.
It's not the attitude, though.
Yeah, that music means it must be time to go back to our reporter, Claire Graham, who's been at the gym since just before seven this morning. Claire, have you got a cross trainer there, or is he or she perfectly happy with you?
Definitely not a cross trainer, Noel. I've definitely really shone, and to say I'm in my elements, you know, just really sums it up, really. But yeah, that was the earliest I've been in a gym. This is now probably the longest time I've ever spent in a gym. All in the name of Good Morning Ulster and your fine selves, Noel and Connor. And I haven't been off the treadmill since we last spoke, and I'm sure you would expect nothing less. Now, around me, people are still running, lifting weights and tackling that Christmas overindulgence. One person, however, knows all about willpower. She's with me at the minute. Shauna Mullen from Ballygolly in County Tyrone has recently made really great progress on her fitness journey. Shauna, why did you decide to lose weight? It's certainly not a New Year's resolution.
No, Claire, it wasn't. I joined the gym about 3 months ago. The reason I joined the gym had probably been about 2 years since I'd actually stepped inside of one. And I wanted to make a lifestyle change, not just a short-term resolution, you know, lose a bit of fat, just, you know, in time for the summer holidays. It was a lifestyle change altogether. So I joined
A gym?
Yeah, about 3 months ago, and I haven't looked back since.
Now, how much weight have you lost? Have you been happy with what you've been doing?
I've been very happy with what I've been doing. I've been amending my diet as well as exercising more. I've lost about a stone, nearly a stone and a half, and that includes the step up that you get from the Christmas indulgence as well. So it's not been bad at all, and I hope to improve on that in the new year.
Now, myself included, and I'm happy to admit that Christmas is a difficult time if you want to keep weight off. There's a lot of temptation. There's far too many selection boxes and rich cheeses and turkey sandwiches. How did you find yourself over the Christmas period? Was it tempting at all to go astray, as they say?
It wasn't too bad. I don't know if it's just because we're now adults and the selection box no longer comes in the Christmas stocking. But it wasn't that bad over Christmas. Yes, I indulged. Everyone does. It's hard not to say no to, you know, a few Ferrero Rochers over the Christmas dinner table. But it's important to let yourself indulge on those rare occasions, a couple of times in the Christmas week, and then get back on track. You know, it's not going to be a major setback if you are committed to your diet throughout the rest of the year.
And what about those people who are thinking of making that decision to lose weight this year, and they're thinking, I'm thinking about my health, I'm thinking about the waistline, but I don't want it to be a fad or just a notion. How have you found the discipline in yourself, and what advice would you give others?
Well, I've seen a huge change in my my energy levels, my diet, my mental health, everything, from both the gym and changing my diet and having the correct choices throughout my diet. Now, I enlisted the help of a professional to help me with that, but that's not for everyone. You can go out, move, run, jog, anything. Sign up to a gym if you want. If you, maybe have a training partner or a training buddy. They'll help to really keep you motivated throughout the year. But as well as that, keep an eye on social media. Is full of information for you. Small workouts you can do at your home house within 10 minutes. Different foods to try that you maybe never heard of before. Things like that there. The world's your oyster, and the internet's there for you to use.
You heard that, Noel and Connor. Shauna says the training buddy, and I think the offer still stands if you want to come down and join me. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll turn back. You won't even recognise me.
Yeah, see you in 5 minutes, Claire. Actually, I don't want to announce more than I did before Christmas, but it all seems to be rather differently distributed.
You lost some more from up top.
Quite. I'm definitely not going down to the gym, and that's absolutely off the cards completely. Nice run. Nice walk. Do you good.